This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado-based Dominion Voting Systems' blockbuster $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox claims the network defamed the voting machine company following the 2020 presidential election. In a nearly 200-page legal brief, Dominion paints a portrait of inner turmoil and angst at the news network. Fox stars gave airtime to Trump lawyers and others who accused Dominion of switching votes from President Trump to Joe Biden. Meanwhile, attorneys for Fox News have called the lawsuit an assault on the First Amendment. Get ready for busy roads this holiday weekend, especially if you're driving Interstate 70 into the mountains. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has these tips.
First, leave as early as you can. Westbound I-70 will likely slow down significantly by Friday afternoon and again Saturday morning. Eastbound I-70 is forecast to slow down by midday Sunday and again on Monday. Expected snow will make travel tougher, too. Traffic's been high so far this winter. CDOT says 36,000 vehicles a day went through the Eisenhower-Johnson tunnels in January. That's the most since before the pandemic. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers want to study whether a type of charcoal could be used to plug deserted oil and gas wells. The substance is called biochar. The hope is that putting carbon-rich biochar into defunct oil shafts will trap that carbon underground and keep it from forming carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Proposed legislation would direct CSU to determine if that's a viable option. Temps are in the 50s and 60s across the Front Range. This is CPR News.